Welcome back to Bible With Me by Justin. After a very long hiatus, going through a lot of different personal things in life right now, but still moving forward, like I said, this is just going to be a very long process. So if you've been following this podcast, I apologize. You might want to wait like another 2 months until there's enough content to really delve into it. But yeah, chapter 40 is where we left off. So we'll pick it up right there. And after these things, it happened. The cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt sinned against their lord, against the king of Egypt. And the Pharaoh was angry against his two officers, against the chief of cupbearers and against the chief of the bakers. And he gave them into custody, in the house of the chief of the executioners, into the prison house, the place where Joseph was imprisoned. And the chief of the executioners assigned Joseph to be with them, and he ministered to them. And they were in custody many days. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each his dream in one night, each according to the interpretation of his dream. The cupbearer and the baker who belonged to the king of Egypt, who were imprisoned in the prison house. And Joseph came into them in the morning. Joseph came into them in the morning, and he looked at them, and behold, they were sad. Well, they're in prison. That's a reason to be sad. And he asked the officers of Pharaoh, it says Pharaoh, I'm not sure if that's Pharaoh or Pharaoh, but and he asked the officers of Pharaoh, who were with him in custody, in the house of his lord, saying, "Why are your faces sad today?" And they said to him, "We have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter." And Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Now tell it to me." And the chief of the cupbearers told his dream to Joseph, and said to him, "In my dream, behold, a vine was before me, and in the vine were three branches. And at its budding, it went up into blossom, its clusters ripened into grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes, and I pressed them into the cup of Pharaoh. And I gave the cup into the hand of Pharaoh." And Joseph said to him, "This is the interpretation. The three branches, they are the 3 days. Yet within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head, and will return you to your place. And you will give the cup of Pharaoh into his hand according to the former custom when you were his cupbearer. But remember me along with yourself when it is well with you, and please do kindness with me and mention me to Pharaoh, and bring me out of the house. For truly I was stolen from the land of the Hebrews. Truly I was stolen from the land of the Hebrews. And here also have not done anything that they should have put me into the dungeon." He calls it a dungeon, not a prison, huh? "And the chief of the bakers saw that the interpretation was good. And he said to Joseph, 'I also in my dream saw three baskets of white bread on my head. And in the top basket, some from all the food of the Pharaoh, the work of a baker. And the birds were eating them from the basket off my head.' And Joseph answered and said, 'This is its interpretation. The three baskets are the 3 days. Yet within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head from you and hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat your flesh off you.'" Wow. That is slightly grimmer than what the other guy's dream meant. Oh no. That's all bad.
Okay.
Sorry, I lit and I'm smoking a Black and Mild. Okay, so he's gonna get his flesh eaten off, which is horrible. Excuse me. "And it happened on the 3rd day, the day of Pharaoh's birth. He made a feast for all the servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief of the cupbearers, and the head of the chief of the bakers, in the midst of his servants. And he restored the chief of the cupbearers to his cupbearer office, and he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. And he hanged the chief of the bakers, as Joseph interpreted to them. And the chief of the cupbearers did not remember Joseph, but forgot him."
Well, if he's hung and the birds are eating his flesh, he's going to be forgetting a lot of things.
I mean, not to make light of it, but yeah.
Yeah, wow. That sucks, man.
Makes you wonder what they were both in there for. You know, if God's punishment for one was to restore, or not his punishment, his intervention was to restore the man's, you know, position before he was there. What did he do to be there? And the guy that got hung, what did he do to be there?
He clearly didn't escape any fate. He was judged quickly, I would say. All right, chapter 41. And it happened at the end of 2 years of days. Pharaoh was dreaming, and lo, he was standing by the river. And behold, seven cows were going up from the river, beautiful of appearance, fat and beautiful of appearance and fat of flesh, and they were eating in the reeds. And behold, seven other cows were going up after them from the river, evil of appearance and lean of flesh, and they were standing beside the cows on the bank of the river. And the evil appearing and lean flesh cows were eating the seven cows of beautiful and fat appearance. And Pharaoh awoke, and he slept and dreamed a second time. And behold, seven ears of grains were coming up from one stalk, fat and good. And behold, seven ears of grain, lean and blasted by the east wind, sprouting forth after them. And the seven lean ears were swallowing the seven fat and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke. And lo, it was a dream. And it happened in the morning, his spirit was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt, and all its wise men. And Pharaoh told them his dream. And there was no interpretation of them to the Pharaoh. Based on that last interpretation, I have no idea what you would interpret that as. Other than someone's going to live and someone's going to die. And the chief of the cupbearer spoke with the Pharaoh, saying, I mentioned my sin today. Pharaoh was angry against his servants, and gave me into custody in the house of the chief of the executioners, me and the chief of the bakers. And we dreamed a dream in one night, he and I. We each dreamed according to his interpretation of his dream. And a Hebrew youth was with us, a slave to the chief of the executioners. And we told him, and he interpreted our dreams to us. He interpreted to each according to his dream, and it came about as he had interpreted to us. So it was. He returned to me, to my place, and he hanged him. And Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they made him hasten from the dungeon. And he shaved and changed his clothing and came into Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is no one to interpret it. And I have heard about you, saying you hear a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, it actually says Haroa, which is different now. I'm just guessing the P is missing. Answered Pharaoh, saying, not I, God will answer the welfare of Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, in my dream, lo, I was standing on the bank of a river. So here we go. And behold, seven cows were going up from the river, fat of flesh and beautiful of form, and were feeding in the reeds. And behold, seven other cows were going up after them, poor and very evil of form, and lean of flesh, and I have not seen any like them in all the land of Egypt for badness. And the cows, the lean and the evil, ate the first seven fat cows, and they went into their stomachs, and I could not be seen that they had gone into their stomachs. And it could not be seen that they had gone into their stomachs. And their appearance was as evil as at the beginning, and I awakened. And I looked in my dream, and behold, 7 ears of grain were coming up on one stalk, full and good. And behold, 7 ears, withered, lean, blasted by the east wind, sprouting forth after them. And the lean ears were swallowed, and the lean ears were swallowing the seven good ears. And I spoke to the magicians, but not one is making known the meaning to me. Here goes Joseph. Oh boy. Ugh, I almost paused to read it because last time it was so dire for someone. Joseph said to Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God has shown for Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good cows, they are 7 years, and the seven good ears, they are 7 years. It is one dream. And the seven thin and evil appearing cows going up after them, they are 7 years, and the seven empty years blasted by the east winds will be 7 years of famine. This is the word that I spoke to Pharaoh, what God is about to do. He has shown Pharaoh, behold, 7 years of great plenty are coming in all the land of Egypt, and 7 years of famine will arise after them. And all the plenty of the land of Egypt will be forgotten, and the famine will consume the land. And the plenty in the land will not be remembered because of that famine afterwards, for it will be very severe. And as to the dream being repeated to Pharaoh twice, the thing is settled
because it is from God, and God is hastening to do it. And now let Pharaoh look for a man who is intelligent and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh act, and let him appoint rulers over the land, and take a fifth of the land of Egypt in the 7 years of plenty. Huh. Okay. You'd think he'd tell him that he needs to store stuff and keep some kind of stock, but maybe that's coming. Let them gather all the food. Let them gather all the food of these coming good years, and let them heap up grain under Pharaoh's hand as food in the cities, and let them store it. Okay, yeah. And let the food be for store for the land, and the 7 years of famine which will be in the land of Egypt, and let not the land be cut off by famine. And the word was good in Pharaoh's eyes, and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, we can find any man like this, in whom is the Spirit of God. And so he's asking, where are we going to find a man that's got a spirit of, that has the Spirit of God in him? And Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has taught you all this, there is no one wise and intelligent like you. You shall be over my house, and at your mouth all my people shall kiss the hand. Only in respect to the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, behold, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it on the hand of Joseph. And he clothed him with fine white garments and put a golden chain on his neck. And he caused him to ride in a chariot, which was the second to him. And they cried before him, bow the knee, and he put over all the land of Egypt. That's just a weird sentence. And they cried before him, bow the knee, and the where it says and here is capitalized. That's just weird. And he put him over all the land of Egypt. Okay. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without a word from you, not a man shall lift his hand or his foot in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph by the name of Zaphnath-paneah. And he gave him Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, for a wife. And Joseph went out over the land of Egypt. So, that was a great day for Joseph. Essentially, we went from being a prisoner in a dungeon to being the ruler of Egypt. I mean, that is how you get promoted. Yeah, Bubs. That's my daughter in the background. All right. I'm going to stop at 42, so this will be a shorter chapter than most. I'm just trying to slam them in as I can. Or a shorter... Oh, well, hold on. And I'm back. Had to change a diaper real quick. Sorry about that. All right. So, we got all the land of Egypt, and moving forward, 46, in chapter 41, or I guess the 46th verse or whatnot. And Joseph was 30 years old, and he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the face of Pharaoh, passed over in all the land of Egypt, and the land produced by handfuls in the 7 years of plenty. And he gathered all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt, and he put the food in the cities, the food of the field of the city which was around it, and he put in the middle of it. And Joseph heaped up grain like the sand of the sea, exceedingly much, until he ceased to count it, because it was without number. And two sons were born to Joseph before the year of the famine came in, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore to him. Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for he said, God has made me forget all my toil and all the house of my father. And the name of the second he called Ephraim. And he said, God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. And the 7 years of plenty which were in the land of Egypt were ended. And the 7 years of famine began to come, according as Joseph had said. And the famine was in all lands. But in all the land of Egypt there was bread. And all the land of Egypt hungered, and the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said to all Egypt, go to Joseph, what he says to you to do. And the famine was on the face of all the land, and Joseph opened all which was in them, and sold to the Egyptians. And the famine was strong in the land of Egypt, and all the earth came to Egypt to buy, to Joseph, for the famine was severe in all the earth. I guess we'll move on from 42 because, well, my daughter pooped, so I got a second longer. So chapter 42. Jacob saw that grain was in Egypt. And Jacob said to his sons, "Why do you look at each other?" And he said, "Behold, I have heard grain is in Egypt. Go down there and buy for us from there so that we may live and not die." That's a very straightforward. Oh, this is Jacob. I'm sorry. I got a little confused there. Sorry about that. I thought they were saying Joseph. I'm like, well, doesn't he have the grain? But and Jacob saw that the grain was in Egypt. Okay, and Jacob said to his sons, "Why do you look at each other?" And he said, "Behold, I have heard grain is in Egypt. Go down there and buy for us from there so that we may live and not die." Guys, get out of here. Let's go. Come on, what are you doing? What are you doing? And Joseph's son, and Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy grain from Egypt. And Jacob did not send Benjamin, the brother of Joseph, with his brothers, because he said, lest harm happen to him. Oh, he thought he was going to get hurt. And the sons of Israel came to buy among those that came. For the famine was in the land of Canaan. And, well, it's in all of earth, right? And Joseph was the potentate. And Joseph was the potentate, okay, over the land. Pause, everybody. P-O-T-E-N-T-A-T-E. Google that real quick. Come back. I don't know what it is. I'll look at it later. Joseph was the potentate over the land, the ruler, I guess. He was the one selling to all the people of earth. So, yeah, potentate. Potent? Eight. Wow. Okay, yeah, anyway. Sorry. I will get stuck on that for hours. So, I got to keep rolling. And Joseph's brothers came in and bowed themselves to him face down to the earth. And Joseph saw his brothers and recognized them, and acted as a stranger toward them, and spoke harsh things to them, and said to them, "Where have you come from?" And they said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." And Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. And Joseph remembered the dreams, which he had dreams concerning them. And he said to them, "You are spies. You have come in to see the barrenness of the land." And they said to him, "No, my lord, but your servants have come to buy food. We are all of us sons of one man. We are all honest. Your servants are not spies." And he said to them, "No, but you have come in to see the barrenness of the land." And they said, "Your servants are 12. We are brothers, sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And lo, the youngest is with our father today, and the one is not." Okay. And Joseph said to them, "This is that which I have spoken to you, saying, you are spies. By this you shall be tested." He said, "I don't give a damn. You're a spy." There was a dream earlier, right? I'm not recalling it right now. It's been a while since I read this. But there was. "By this you shall be tested. As Pharaoh lives, you shall not leave here except your younger brother come in here. Send one of you and let him bring your brother. And you be bound, and let your words be proven, whether truth is with you. And if not, as Pharaoh lives, surely you are spies." And he gathered them into custody 3 days. So he's just, guy got out of jail. And he's quick to lock someone back up. And on the third day, Joseph said to them, "Do this and live. I fear God. If you are honest, let one, your brother, be bound in the house of your prison. And you go bring grain for the famine of your houses. And you bring your youngest brother to me. And let your words be confirmed. And you shall not die." And so they did. And they said, each to his brother, "We are truly guilty because of our brother, whom we saw in distress of his soul. When he begged us, but we did not hear, that is why this distress has come to us." Okay, so that's from way, way, way back when the one brother was saying, don't. Okay, wow. That was a bit earlier in Genesis. "And Reuben answered them, saying, did I not speak to you, saying, do not sin against the youth, and you did not hear? And behold, his blood is also required. And they did not know that Joseph heard, because the interpreter was between them. And he turned away from them and wept, and returned to them and spoke to them. And he took Simeon from them and bound him before their eyes. And Joseph commanded, and they filled their vessels with grain and returned to their money, each into his sack, and gave them food for the way. And one did so to them. And they loaded their grain on their asses." It just says asses. "And they loaded their grain on their asses and departed from there. And one opened the sack to give fodder to his ass in the lodging place. And he saw his money, and behold, it was in the mouth of his sack. And he said to his brothers, "My money has been restored. And also, look on my sack." And their hearts sank, and they each were terrified, saying to his brother, "What is this God has done to us?" And they came to their father Jacob to the land of Canaan and told him all that had happened to them, saying, "The man, the ruler of the land, spoke harsh things with us and considered us spies in the land. And we said to him, 'We are honest. We are not spies. We are 12 brothers, sons of our father. The one is not. And the youngest is today with our father in the land of Canaan.' And the man, the ruler of the land, said to us, "By this I shall know that you are honest. Leave one, your brother, with me and take and go from the famine your houses, and bring your youngest brother to me, that I may know that you are not spies, but you are honest. I will give your brother to you, and you may go throughout the land." Or go through the land. Huh. I don't get it. So they're... He wants the brother just because they mentioned him, and they didn't have him with them? That's confusing. And it happened. They were emptying their sacks, and behold, each one's bundle of money was in the sack. And they saw the bundles of their money, they and their father, and they were afraid. And their father Jacob said to them, "You have bereaved me. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and you will take Benjamin. All of these are against me." And Reuben spoke to his father, saying, "You may kill my two sons if you do not bring him to you. Give him into my land, and I will return him to you." And he said, "My son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he alone is left. And if harm should happen to him in the way in which you go, you would bring down my gray hair in sorrow to the grave." And we're going to stop here. Chapter 43 coming up next time. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Thank you.